A good news reflection for Monday of the 24th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme is learning from divisions. Are there divisions in your family or workplace or parish? St. Paul makes a startling observation in today's first reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 26 and 33. He says, "There have to be factions among you," as if this were a good thing. Why? Where is the blessing in division? Paul explains, "For the approved, the tried and true, to become known and stand out clearly." Tried in what? True to what? The answer is love. Sometimes we're motivated by love, and sometimes we're motivated by selfishness. The word sin means, at its historical root, to miss the mark. What is the mark we always aim for? Love. Jesus put it this way, "To love God wholeheartedly and to love others as you love yourself." If we truly want to unite ourselves to God so that we experience His unconditional, caring love each moment of each day, we have to live in His love, which means that our love for others has to be unconditional, like His. To perfect our love, to become aware of the limits of our love so that we can stretch and grow beyond these limits, our love has to be tested and tried. Every difficulty is an opportunity to love more fully than we did in the last test we endured. However, this growth will divide us from those who choose to remain selfish. Paul says that the selfish person gets drunk on his wealth while disregarding the needs of others. To put this in terms of parish divisions, for example, selfish clergy and lay leaders get intoxicated by their status, their authority, their clout, their college degrees, their years of experience, and even their God-given talents, while disregarding the feelings and insights and input and value of others. In the midst of this, the tried and true stand out clearly. They try to mend divisions by extending gestures of kindness when they're mistreated. Who is the person who proclaims the death of the Lord until He comes again? Which Paul describes as the true meaning of the Mass, the Lord's Supper. It's the one who offers humble, loving service despite conflicts. We proclaim the Lord's sacrificial death on the cross by making sacrifices, nailing the unloving reactions we feel. Thus, we become Eucharist for others. In today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, why did Jesus praise the faith of the pagan centurion? It wasn't only because the official understood the power of an authoritative command. The man had humility. He even built a synagogue for the Jews out of concern for them. We can surmise that from this, he genuinely loved his ailing servant. Likewise, in our humility, we're able to see the value of others, not just for what they can do for us, but as precious human beings. Our faith is tried every time we encounter people who oppose us. Our faith is proven true when we respond to them with love. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.